sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
And time to say good morning to Pádraig Lodge.
Good morning to you, Gavin. As we covered in detail in the opening half hour, Ireland's involvement at the European Athletics Championships in Munich ended with a final night bronze medal for Mark English in the 800 metres. The Letterkenny man came home behind Mariano Garcia and Jake Whiteman and was winning European bronze for the second time in his career, having also finished third in Zurich in 2014.
Tactically, I probably went according to plan, but also, I suppose, objectively, that probably turned out the way I expected it to as well. If I was looking at that from a neutral point of view, I probably would have put myself third. So I'm happy to come away with the medal.
You know, you've had a very storied career, a very successful career. People look at it, you know, Zurich feels an awful long time ago. Did you ever doubt that a big day like this in a major championship would roll around again?
I never doubted it, no. Like, that's the thing about 800 metres. It's up and down. You know, sometimes you'll be on form, sometimes you're off it. And it's just, it's about being thankful and grateful to all the support that you do get along the way. And like, I've had a lot of people that really, really stuck by me. Like, my family have been rocks throughout this. My girlfriend, my training group, those close to me as well that have really been there. So that's actually been a brilliant help throughout the years.
And we'll be hearing from Finn Vanney Athletics Club later in the programme. Mark English there with Damien O'Mara. Sam Bennett made it back-to-back stage wins at Vuelta a España. Having won Saturday's stage, Bennett took yesterday's third stage in a bunch sprint finish. In taking the stage, Bennett became the second Irish rider to win at least 10 stages in Grand Tours after fellow Carrick and Shore man Sean Kelly. Italian Eduardo Affini leads overall. The Ireland women's hockey team secured qualification for next year's European Championships with a 7-0 win over Turkey in Abbottstown. Michelle Carey, Naomi Carroll, Katie McKee, Niamh Carey, Deirdre Duke, Roisin Upton and Sarah Hawkshaw were all on the score sheet as Sean Dancer's side booked their place at the Euros, where Olympic qualification will be available. Shamrock Rovers took a huge step towards retaining their League of Ireland title with a 3-0 win over nearest challengers Dundalk at Tallaght Stadium. Goals from Aaron Green, Richie Towle and Rory Gaffney saw Rovers open up a 7-point lead over Dundalk at the top of the table with a game in hand. John Kenny put it to man of the match Aaron Green that there was no sign of jet lag after their European away game last Thursday.
Coming into the game, we know it's a top of the table clash. It's At this club, you want to play Thursday, Sunday, and that's why you fight so well on domestic fronts. And to be at this club, that's what you're here for, to play twice a week. And Dundalk are a really good side, caused us problems on the night. If anyone came and seen, Big Al made a lot of saves, but I think we were very clinical in both boxes. We defended really well. Al saved us a few times, and we put the ball in the back of the net the other end. So that's where the game is won, and one that we've done our analysis, as we do every game. The gaffer and the staff are very meticulous in what they want to do, and we knew we'd hurt them in behind, and I think all the goals kind of came from that way, so I was glad how the game really planned out.
You mentioned Anna Manis as well. There was one stage in the game you were 2-0 up and he made a very good save, one-handed save from Keith Ward's free kick. It could have changed the tone of the match maybe.
Yeah, I think he's, Big Al's incredible. I think one in the first half also, when Stephen Bradley comes inside and plays a terrific through ball, I'm not too sure, it might have been John Martin, and he makes an unbelievable save. Big Al's incredible. He's the best keeper I've played with, best keeper I've played against. I'm not just saying that, I think everyone in the league kind of knows that, and he keeps us in the game. I think I said to Ward, he coming off the pitch, any other keeper, I think that goal's in. I really do. How he gets it up and down is great technique, and also it's incredible. Me and Rory and Oidmore working with the best defenders and the best goalkeeper in the country, so it only makes us better. So Big Al was incredible tonight. It's not just about the team who score goals. You want to, as a team, you want to keep clean sheets, and that starts with me and Rory, and we're delighted to do that.
That's Aaron Green of Shamrock Rovers. Quickfire goals by Erling Haaland and Bernardo Silva helped Manchester City recover from 2 goals down to draw 3-3 with Newcastle in a rip-roaring Premier League clash at St James's Park. Leeds United continued to impress under new American coach Jesse March, registering a 3-0 victory at home to Chelsea, who finished with 10 men, while Brighton were 2-0 winners against West Ham. Patrick Cantlay successfully defended his title at the BMW Championship in Delaware. He shot a final round 2-under-69 to beat Scott Stallings by one shot. Rory McIlroy birdied his closing 3 holes to finish in a share of 8th place, but Shane Lowry just missed out on the top 30 finish he needed to qualify for next week's season-ending Tour Championship, a bogey on the 17th hole proving costly. And on the final day of action at the Dublin Horse Show, Swiss rider Eduard Schmitz claimed victory in the Longines Grand Prix of Ireland, coming home fastest in a 7-horse jump-off against the clock. Conor Swale and Shane Sweetnam finished 2nd and 3rd on their Aga Khan winning horses Count Me In and James Can Cruise. Kildare's Mikey Pender was the leading international rider of the show.